Oh, it's almost 25 past six. Should we find out what's happening in the world of tech? The Gadget Detective is here, Fevzi Turkalp. Fevzi, great to have you on. I love this story about your bananas costing more in the afternoon. How come?
Yeah, well, we're used to pricing varying, you know, from hour to hour in certain types of things. So, for example, when we buy hotel rooms or flights, you know that as they get scarcer, the price goes up. And as you get nearer to the date, the price goes up. So we're kind of used to it there. Some of us may have seen it when we book an Uber cab, that they have this thing called surge pricing, where, you know, at busy times, the price goes up, you know, so it's demand and supply. So far, it's been limited to those sort of online type things where you don't have to look another shopper in the eye. However, technology is coming to the high street now that will allow supermarkets and other shops to do surge pricing, or sometimes known as dynamic pricing. So you could be in a situation where you're in the same supermarket, the person in front of you is paying less for the item than you are, because they may have been targeted by the computer system to say, okay, this person hasn't shopped in a while, let's give them a deal. It could be that the price is one thing when you pick it up off the shelf, but by the time you get to the checkout, the price could have changed. So there's all sorts of issues about when you try and bring it into the real world, but it is coming, and they have these price signs now. So instead of these shelf edge labels, you know, there's little stickers on the edge of the shelf, you now have these electronic labels where it just changes. So one minute it says bananas 68p per kilo, next minute 78p per kilo. So it's going to be kind of funky in there. I can see trouble breaking out if someone sees someone getting a better deal than you see when you buy from, you know, Amazon or whatever. Amazon are past masters at this. You see their prices bobble up and down minute by minute, and sometimes it's good because sometimes it's special offers or they match a deal from a competitor, so that can be a good thing. It's just that you don't normally see someone else's purchases, but when you look in the checkout and you see someone paying less, I predict there will be trouble.
There'll be scraps on the aisles of Waitrose over this. I can see it happening now.
Maybe not in Waitrose, but maybe elsewhere.
I say your bananas are slightly cheaper than mine. Tell us about this living dragonfly drone that's now taken flight. Sounds fascinating.
So these are cyborg dragonflies, and it sounds like science fiction, but it's real. They've taken a dragonfly. They have genetically modified it so that it's steering neurons. So there are neurons that cause it to steer left, right, up, down, whatever. They've genetically modified the neurons in a dragonfly to be sensitive to light. Then they've taken a little electronic backpack, solar-powered backpack, that has little LED lights on it. And guess what? They shine them at these light-sensitive neurons, and they steer and control the flight of a dragonfly.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and why would you do it to a dragonfly? Because dragonflies are incredible flyers. People don't realise, but they can accelerate up to 9G, and they make it from one continent to another. I mean, they're quite incredible. So there are applications for this sort of thing. I mean, spying is one of them, but, you know, you could have sort of disaster control. Let's say, God forbid, there's a big building going up in flames or something, and you need to get eyes in there. You know, you could possibly do it. So there's different sorts of scenarios where you could use this. I personally think it's cruel, but it's, you know, it's fascinating science, and I think they've trademarked it as well, because they're calling it the Dragon Fly, with fly spelt hyphen EYE at the end. So it's a strange one, really, but it's not the first time I've seen this. I've seen remote control cockroaches before now, although I must admit I had slightly less sympathy for the cockroach.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want to do with it. You can just freak out your neighbours, I suppose, with a remote control.
Yeah, people are eating their tea. No. We'll leave those to one side. Tell us about your gadget of the week, then, before I let you go, Fevzi.
Okay, so it's from a company called One For All that are best known for those remote controls that control your TV, your video, your set-top box, what have you, all in one. They also do a range of headphones for watching TV on. These are wireless headphones, so the idea is that you can listen to the sound on TV without disturbing, say, your partner if you're in bed, for example, so that you can do that. It's wireless, so there's no wire trailing across. You've got 100 meter range from the TV set. also it cuts out the ambient noise. So if you're in a noisy environment and you want to listen, then you can do that. And also the charging is wireless. So when you pop them off your head, you just put them down on this charging dock. You don't have to connect any wires to it. And it charges wirelessly, a bit like toothbrushes and some smartphones. So all in all, very nice. It's called the HP 1030. Price is a smidge over £50. There's several in the range. There's a couple that do similar things, but a little bit cheaper as well. So if you want to check it out, the company's called One For All.
That's when say you're getting nagged, you know, when you get that selective hearing. When have you put the bins out? I can't hear what you're saying.
You can't hear the bins out.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is good, and also it's good where one member of the family is a little bit harder hearing, and they whack the volume up so loud that no one else can enjoy the TV. But with this, they can have their headphones on. They'll be listening to the same as you, but they can have theirs amplified, and you don't have to. So I've given it all in all. I've given it 4 stars out of 5 because I think it's a well implemented solution.
Great stuff. Fevzi, lovely to talk to you. Fevzi Turkup, the gadget detective.